25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second-place Wolves host Texas tomorrow night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The boys, they visited with Ben Zobrist last hour. They're going to talk to Theo Epstein here in just a few minutes. You can check out all those interviews online at 670thescore.com. On the field, the Cubs getting ready to host Milwaukee. Brett Anderson on the mound. The Brewers dropped 24 runs with 24 hits on the Mariners yesterday. The White Sox, they take on those Seattle Mariners with Lucas Giolito getting the start. First pitch at 3:10, so a little bit after the Cubs start theirs. Red Sox pitcher David Price is likely to start the season on the DL. World Baseball Classic, fun one for you this evening. Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, first pitch at 9. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Montreal. Joel Quenneville said he plans to mix up defensive pairings. Puck drops at 6:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Memphis tomorrow. A couple important games for Bulls fans, though, tonight. The Pistons, they play at Cleveland. The Knicks host the Pacers. NFL, the Bears officially signed Connor Barth to a one-year deal. Eddie Lacy signs a one-year deal with the Seahawks, and Mike Lennon will wear jersey number 8. College hoops, NIT, Illinois takes on Valpo. Coverage on the Score starts at 5:45. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We're coming home to Chicago, baby. Jed's in charge. I'm going on a bender.
Baseball is better with beer.
Is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house. So, we were just told by Cubs officials that Theo Epstein...
Someone's been kidnapped, and his name is Theo Epstein.
Yeah, he has to reschedule. He will join us at some point either today or tomorrow, but his schedule got the better of him today.
Guys in the World Series.
Yeah, see how it is now? You win a World Series.
Forget where they came from. I'm telling you. It's all good. Hey, what are you going to do? Like you said, he doesn't have to be here. He won a World Series.
We got a chance to grab some phone calls, if you like. We have not done any of that at 312-644-6767.
Still looking for you to explain to me what the hell is going on with Carlos Rodon. But
yeah, you know, I don't know. I've read the same things you've read, and they keep saying it's precautionary. It's not because of anything they know to exist. They've just got a plan in place that they think will allow them to ramp him up to where he's got to be. But if there is something wrong, I don't think it's a Kevin White thing.
Well, were they just blatantly lying to you and certain media members are eating it up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a Kevin White thing where they're just lying through their teeth. Because the Bears have waived their right to any benefit of any doubt. In a lot of things, too. In a lot of ways. Because the Bears have really been blathering a lot about optimism and feeling great and excited, and it's been 2 years now.
And that depth chart today.
Yeah, hey, their depth chart is out.
Depth chart. It just shows you how little talented the Bears have amassed over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they sent out a press release, and this is from one of their media relations coordinators. Attached, you will find our most recent rosters. Hopefully, these will aid in your coverage. And then you scroll down. There's rosters, and it's just really a catalog of bums. And
hey, honey, have you seen the bum catalog?
The new bum catalog is out. Oh, look. Yeah, and then you keep scrolling down, and it says updated depth chart, and it's completely empty. There are no names on it.
Well, I think that's a user error on our part.
I don't think so.
I think they sent out a depth chart with names on it. We just...
No, it's not like the list didn't populate.
I don't think it loaded properly. I don't think it generated properly.
By the way, I think it did.
You've angered this texture.
Of course I have.
There are 9 guys on a team. How is it not a team sport?
Because, there are guys on tennis teams and wrestling teams, too. But those aren't team sports. There are teams. There are groups of people who play a sport, but there are only a handful of moments in a baseball game in which one person is reliant on multiple teammates at a time. You can't compare it to other sports. It is, and from a statistical standpoint too, that has long been the sabermetric idea of how to understand some of what they do is understand baseball as an individual game that masquerades as a team game.
Right.
You have your punctuated moments. You are up to bat. You have your turn to throw the ball. A ball is hit to you, to the area in which you are supposed to field it. And either you do or you don't. And now with the sport view cameras, it really is a dance party here.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. All of a sudden, Bruno Mars broke out here.
That's Pete Hernandez now.
His name's Pete.
His name's Pete.
Now, this is I'm trying to wrap my head around the Cubs winning the World Series. And it just, you know, after we talked about it, after we celebrated it and did the whole, you know, Grant Park thing and the parade and, like, it just, it's going to sound crazy, but it just kicked back in. Like, when we got up here and it's like, yeah, Cubs are the World Series champs and they look damn good again. That's the great thing about being young and great. Like, this isn't waiting for Derek Lee to have another great season or, you know, signing Mickey Morandini for some reason. Like, this is...
For some reason. Why did you sign him? For some reason.
We needed an old guy with a mullet, and we needed a bad analyst on the score.
I didn't see the game.
in score rankings for bad analysts.
Oh, Cliff Levingston. Buddy
Chuck,
Ryan.
Chuck Daly didn't watch the games, but he was entertaining.
Buddy Ryan
hell.
Didn't know any of the players were.
Yeah.
Right?
But he was entertaining kind.
Right. Yeah. All right, can I take a call from a Bob?
All the way in Mesa?
No, he's calling from...
No, I know where he's calling from, but you want to do that here?
Infect the broadcast with a Bob? Yes.
All right, Shane?
Yep.
It's your call, man.
Bob and Racine is on the score. Hello, Bob.
Hey guys, love the show. I have two questions. One is, I heard rumors swirling around that Jay Cutler is possibly being talked about as a broadcaster on TV. It's been brought up a few times if he's looking to retire.
Yes, Jay Cutler as a broadcaster?
Where did you hear that?
Well, actually, I heard it on the morning show coming into work this morning. He's at Moley and Hanley.
That wouldn't be.
So they were talking about the rumor.
Does he have thoughts that he just hasn't shared with the world for 10 years now?
What has he ever said that was interesting?
Well, then, if I could, I just wanted you guys' opinion on that.
I'm asking you, what has he ever said that you found interesting?
Not a lot.
Yeah, you wouldn't watch a show just because Jay Cutler was on it, right, Bob?
He is polarizing, though. He draws people in.
Because of what he says.
Yeah, he's not going to be throwing interceptions during the broadcast.
They haven't been uniformed.
I told you he sucks. Jay, what do you think about the Bills? I don't know. Let me throw to a D-tackle real quick. Yeah, that's not what's going to happen.
P.J. Rogers running through.
Right. Like, he was polarizing because of how he played, not because of what he said. Like, he's never really said anything.
Something someone did, not something someone said, right?
Unless he started talking. Pulling out the shotgun for guys now.
I heard Tony Romo's name floated, not Cutler's.
For broadcasting?
Yeah, Romo's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a big smiley face.
You think Jay wants to do that? You think Jay? Do you know how hard it is for Jay to like make a TV face?
Yeah.
To contort himself into being...
That's not happening. I mean, if it happens. You know, like Charles Tillman found out that it wasn't as easy as it looked. You know, he's written about it, and he's talked about how it's not just going out there and thinking you know football and talking football. Like, you gotta be on point, you gotta be concise. You know, it's some establishments make you choose a side in an argument.
You have to talk while someone is talking to you. You have to talk while listening.
Yeah. So yeah, you can't just plop down. I think the NFL pregame show on ESPN shows you that it's not as easy as it looks because they just threw three guys together, and I don't think anybody's really watching that thing.
Sean is in Oak Brook. He's on the score. Hi, Sean.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. But you came up with a great idea. Angry Jay Cutler would be something I would watch because he could do stupid things like just throw random picks when they ask him questions. I think that's a great idea. You should float that. But I really called to get your opinion on the second and third level quarterbacks for the Bears going into the offseason era? Are we going to make changes? Are they looking for something that's going to happen this year?
Do you care?
Well, yeah, because I'm really interested in the second and third levels to see how they develop. That's kind of what I'm trying to follow.
Why would you be interested in guys who you don't want to play?
Anybody on this roster right now is playing quarterback outside of Mike Glennon, you probably shouldn't care about, including Connor Shaw. I know everybody wants to, you know
unless they,
tweak
unless
your
they
nips on yeah. Connor Shaw lately. But
unless they have a first-round draft pick, I don't know why you care.
Wow. It's going to be bad. That's all. It's going to be bad.
Like your starter's probably going
to
be bad.
Right. If Mike Glennon is average to below average or gets hurt, then you're going to win another two or three games again. There's no developmental quarterback on this team. I'm not stoked about Connor Shaw. That was the legend of Connor. The guy broke his leg and apparently got better at football when it happened. Oh, we've seen some things in practice. These are the same people who've drafted the people who are practicing that can't play now. why did you see
they
things
couldn't
in practice?
Find Jordan Howard.
Right. We've seen things in practice from Connor Shaw at training camp. Well, guess what? He's been playing against the bums they drafted as well. Like all the people who they thought could play, the Brock Vereens of the world and all. Those guys picked those guys too. And those guys sucked. And now you got one good draft in, and now I'm supposed to think about Connor Shaw supplanting Mike Glennon one day, your developmental quarterback. Kiss my ass.
Northwest Side, Anthony, you're on WSCR.
Throw him back on hold. Boy, we can be in Mesa all we want. The callers will follow us.
A texter here, Brian, says he can only imagine some program director saying, "We definitely need one of the most uniquely unlikable people in sports as an analyst. Quick, get me Cutler."
It's not even that he's unlikable. Jay Cutler has never said anything. Anything. And you think with a guy with that kind of vibe, that kind of twist, he'd have like a snarky, like, let me tell you about this jerk, and go in on somebody. He's never said anything.
Some guys have it, some guys don't. I remember the big rigmarole with NBC getting the Joe Montana contract. Joe Montana is going to be sitting at the desk.
Sucked.
The worst.
Sucked.
The worst.
Him and his light-up LA Gear shoes. Terrible.
For every Boomer Esiason who becomes a real
star
broadcaster. Mm-hmm. That dude is a broadcaster. He's not just a former player who happens to have a mic. For every one of those, you get one of those Joe Montana, like, you just kept waiting, and he's sitting there and he's blinking. And you're just like, talk.
Please take the camera off of Joe, we can hear you. All right, I'll wiggle my left ear when I'm done saying things.
It was a hostage video. You're expecting him to hold up a newspaper? To prove, come on, man, say something about football.
It will not release me out of this contract if you continue to occupy Aleppo.
I'm in a cave.
He's surrounded by TV execs. They got a knife.
They're all holding Kalashnikovs there, right?
They said that they would trade me for a Terry Bradshaw and a Donovan McNabb. Please make the trade. Yeah, man, just because you were good at football. Emmitt Smith had one of the worst broadcasting careers of all time. All right, Deion Sanders still gets away with it because Deion still got that, prime time.
I don't even remember hearing Emmitt Smith.
Dude, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, but Deion can't even put a sentence together.
That's
though.
The thing. Like, Deion's got the swagger that makes old white guys feel cool around him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I was hanging out with Primetime, and Primetime told me a whole bunch of nothing, and he shook my hand and gave me a high five. I'm going to go tell my kids I hung out with Primetime. Oh, by the way, I'm paying him $3 million a year to say nothing. Like, that's what they were on. But you can't just plop an athlete in a chair and say, tell me about what you just saw, because more times than not,
they have no idea.
None. Because guess what? They were busy being great. They were busy doing things instinctively.
DM was busy running a 4.26.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when you do find that guy, you can cherish it. Like, for instance, I think there have been moments, few and far between, but moments where Shaquille O'Neal's personality and knowledge for the game come together. But they're so few and far between that you feel like, all right, well, I'm just waiting for Shaq to be the cool guy at the desk where Charles and Kenny can actually chop it up and also give you some breakdown. Like, you can't – and the problem, too, is a lot of these guys being coached that way. Because in Atlanta, they were telling our athletes who were our experts, hey, stay away from the X's and O's stuff. Guys get bored with that. People get bored with that. Don't talk about that anymore.
Cubs are in a bit of a jam here in the top of the first inning with the Brewers. Now with runners at first and third with one away, and this crowd is into it. You notice that?
Here, let me raise the window up.
You notice that? The ball, the little dribbler through the middle of the crowd. Oh! Folks, your attention, please. This is a spring training game. None of this counts.
It counts today, damn it.
In a couple innings, you'll have no idea who is on the field.
These people paid $20 to sit in these seats.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Go on StubHub.
Look,
Tanny or Shep.
Folks, I know you think you're at a baseball game.
One of these tickets is
you're at a glorified practice. It's okay.
Don't you tell these broadcastery broadcasters to the left and right of us.
Oh, boy, yeah, they get the full broat going on over here. Yeah. Right?
This guy's got his Oakleys on. He's ready to rock. He's taking notes on everything. He's doing his damn job.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that man. This shaped like a sack of potatoes up there. You're getting ready to cover the game. Look at that guy. That guy's got a guy looks like four pillows taped together.
My pillow.
Ron Coomer's going to endorse this guy. I'm going to endorse a sports writer guy over here.
Look at this guy. Yeah. He looks like a sack of my pillow.
You got the guy over there that looks like the kid, the bad kid who let himself go from Incredibles right there. Like, this is quite the bunch we got up here, boy. I hope they can all hear it.
Scowling, too. You're at a baseball game.
Well, I mean,
lighten up.
Guys tend to hate these jobs when they've been in them for years and years.
You hate? Look around.
Yeah, because we're here. Because we're here and we're queer. No, because we're here. That's why we enjoy it. These guys who don't have anyone to go back to, so they're like, oh, this is my only life out here. You're like, you know, you come and cover a baseball game, and then afterwards you put in your game story, and then you just hop on Craigslist looking for some attention for the evening.
Like, it's a long-ass half inning, isn't it?
Dude, I'm not about to do this with you.
Is the Cubs playing four-hour spring training games, too?
Well, Brett Anderson's got to get someone out.
Yeah, get somebody out, Lefty.
Yeah, like, it's a game without a clock, Dan. That's why you love it so much. You and your basebally baseballingtons, this is why you love it.
Giving up a couple hits, but he gets the strikeout, and now with two out and runners at first and third, Anderson goes to work. The lefty at the belt, the kick, and the pitch.
What? He's brushing up his resume tape.
Who cares?
Yeah, you didn't even let me go.
Yeah, see, he was about to deliver it for you.
It's an off-speed pitch low. Yeah, he didn't even let me give him the result.
This is Rockford Dan right here. You get out of his way. You know, sometimes you just got to open up the door and let greatness in, Shep. All right? Kidding me? This guy's forgotten more broadcasting than we'll ever know. All right, go back to it, Dan. Give us the
set. No, let's take
it. No,
a call.
No, see? See, you ruined it. We would have had gold for rejoins to come if we would just let him do his thing.
I don't have my charts. I don't have my graphs. I don't have my information. I don't know who's playing defense anywhere. I don't know who anybody is because...
these are the Cubs.
No, but they're not really the Cubs. Some of them aren't.
All right. Fat black guy hits it to the shortstop, and then he throws it over to second base to get out of the inning.
Fat black guy is out.
There it is.
Sit down, fat black guy.
I think we did a better end of an inning than Farmio and DJ ever did just now.
Cut it out. I mean it.
Quit yelling.
We'll have Charlie Weiss after the break right here on 670 The Score.
Fat white guy.
See what happens when we have a guest scheduled and he doesn't come through. Burnsy starts doing spring training situations. I'm making all these older men to the right and left of us very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, because you're not being professional.
Not at all.
No, you're being decidedly unprofessional.
But they think I'm a player, though, so it's all good.
What's with all the people in the chartreuse shirts sitting together?
Isn't that the security staff?
No,
over there?
No, that's not the security staff.
That's not like Garcia
no, look
security
at them.
And training
look
over
at
there,
them.
Soldiers?
Look at them, Jay. Field? Look at those people. They can't secure their own pants.
You talking about the neon
pants.
Green people? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not security. That's goofiness. Is that the goofy section?
We're wearing matching shirts at a baseball game.
All right, so if
you didn't wear your shirt, put it underneath.
So if you wanna come to this game,
yeah.
The price range is $53 to $145 a ticket.
You're kidding.
Yeah, here you go.
Right there. This or a spring training game?
Yeah, it's the Cubs, dude. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Like, if you...
Your screen's cracked.
They play Boston. It's not my screen. It's Tanny's. Why don't you play him a little bit more? He can get a new screen, you jerk. So if you go... Boston... the Cubs play in Boston this year, right? I saw Green Monster seats going for $7,500. Like that's... I know everybody wants to see history and be around greatness, but... $7,500 for a regular season baseball game?
Hey, you got all the money? You want to sit on a big, famous
thing? I guess. It ain't tricking if you got it, right?
That's right. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
We're going to put that on a shirt for Joe Madden this year.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
That's it.
That's
simple
good.
As that.
Hey, it's better than anything they put out there this year.
They put like six of them out there.
I know. It's better than That's Cub and all the others. And what is it? Feel the Heartbeat of America.
Hey, our guy Ben Zobrist is up to bat.
Yeah.
Take us to break with this at bat, buddy.
Who's pitching?
Dude.
What about the pitcher?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Zach Davies.
Zach Davies.
Janet's son.
Davies into the wind. And the pitch to Zobrist is a fastball high for ball one. Zobrist batting left-handed. The Eureka, Illinois native waits and takes outside. 2-0.
Boring.
It is. It's spring training
baseball.
No,
it's not. No, you guys, don't harsh my guy's buzz.
No, I didn't.
This is the only arousal that he'll have the entire 3 days we're here.
Davies' pitch is lifted high and lazily into right field, a routine play for the tall black man who gloves it for the first out.
It's actually campaign out there doing his thing. See, now that was a professional call by my guy Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're live out here in Mesa, Arizona at Sloan Park. You're listening to 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the new Disruptor work shoe from Timberland Pro. Visit your local retailer to get a pair. Manny Ramirez is back in baseball, this time overseas in Japan with the independent league Kochi Island Fighting Dogs. And you have to see this cat's contract to believe it. I mean, Man Ram absolutely killed it at the bank as a major leaguer. But safe to assume, the Indians, Red Sox, and Dodgers never did for this guy what the Fighting Dogs are. He gets his own Mercedes with driver, his own hotel suite on road trips, his name Manny, printed on the back of his 99 jersey, unlimited sushi for the entire season, and the most man-ram contract stipulation of them all, practices are optional. Good work if you can get it. Sure, plenty of major leaguers have gone to Japan to finish their careers, but none of them have been quite like man-ram, and they may think they know what they're getting, but they have no idea. I'm Jim Rome.
Now. Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Since 1989, Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill has been one of Chicagoland's top-rated sports bars. With over 50 high-def big screens, it's your spot for college hoops through the championship on April 3rd. Shoeless Joe's has a full kitchen, ranging from salads and wraps to burgers and ribs and everything in between. Enjoy cold Sam Adams Boston Lager and fresh as hell's Drafts on Feature. Shoeless Joe's is serving $4 Boston Lager pints every Tuesday. Watch college hoops at Shoeless Joe's in Rosemont on Higgins Road.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set.
Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify printers, your business is yours to make.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 15580, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafy. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit WheelingIL.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Olean wall and floor tile. See the pro desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thursday, join Dos Equis and 670 The Score at Hooters Orland Park from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Go.
Libra, work-wise, you're golden. Romantically, you're hot. Enjoy it while it lasts. Scorpio, take care of the details of your newest project from the start before they overwhelm you. Sagittarius, the money issues that put you on edge should clear in time for an awesome weekend. Capricorn, your week is the exact opposite of quiet at work. Just remember to spend some time with your special someone. Aquarius, you may have started the week clashing with your boss, but the week will end better. And Pisces, matters that seem outside your hands are very much the opposite. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
College. The no-needle, no-scalpel, in-office vasectomy offered at Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. They have four locations. In downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower, now with free valet parking. In Naperville, Tinley Park, and Arlington Heights. Most insurance accepted. That's vasectomychicago.com. Or call toll-free 877-877-4827. That's 877-877-4827. Again, 877-877-4827.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Cameron Payne, if that is what you traded Doug McDermott, Yusuf Nurkic, and Gary Harris for, have you seen Nurkic on Portland?
Nurkic was averaging like 17-9 for the last 2 weeks.
Ball in. Doug McDermott's going to get his chance. Cameron Payne is not an NBA basketball player right now.
No, he's a D-League player.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second-place Wolves host Texas tomorrow night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in spring training. The Cubs leading the Brewers 1-0 in the first on a Chris Bryant solo home run. The White Sox trail Seattle 2-0 in the first. Earlier today, Rick Renteria said it's most likely that Carson Fulmer will start off the season in the minors. Red Sox pitcher David Price is likely to start his season on the DL. World Baseball Classic, got a fun one for you this evening. If you're interested, Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, first pitch at 9. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Montreal. Joel Quenneville said he plans to mix up defensive pairings. Puck drops at 6:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today, and they host Memphis tomorrow night. Tonight, though, Bulls fans, the Pistons play at Cleveland. The Knicks host the Pacers. NFL, the Bears officially signed Connor Barr to a one-year deal, and Eddie Lacy signs a one-year deal with the Seahawks. Mike Glennon will wear jersey number 8. College hoops, the NIT version. Illinois takes on Valpo. Coverage here on The Score starts at 5:45. Listen to the Spiegel and Parkin show every morning until March 17th, and you can listen after that, too, for your chance to win The Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway. You can win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace Las Vegas. Listen between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday for your chance to win. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Cubs lead 1-0 on a 420-foot home run to straightaway center field by Chris Bryant. Just as we went to break, of course, Bryant launches one into the grassy batter's eye here at Sloan Park. And now Brett Anderson has just given up a leadoff double to a little fast Puerto Rican guy.
That's actually on his jersey. A little fast Puerto Rican guy.
I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, Brett Anderson is
bad.
Had a rough go of it early on here.
We don't have the velocity, but it doesn't look like much.
He's leaving fast.
You're right. That's coming out of his hand with that kind of pop.
It's the go fast pitch.
Yeah, throw the go fast pitch.
Yeah, this is old Brett. He might be the story when the day is over.
Did you hear the John Lackey comments, or read the John Lackey comments, about being kind of a swing guy, one of these in-between hybrid sixth starter reliever? Kind of say, I'm not a no-huff if I'm really into that. I don't, but I'll just work here. So, well, which is it?
Well, he's telling you that he doesn't want to do it, but if you make him do it, he'll have to do it.
Yeah, you're 38, you know, at this point.
Getting your ass handed to you in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was not good.
Like, what things did we forget about the World Series run because of the World Series? Like, what thing, obviously, we can't forget about Joe Maddon's Game 7 and Game 6 managerial decisions because they ask him every hour on the hour. But what things do you
how
think?
How about this?
We're the, like, you know what? I forgot that that was happening, okay. And I was upset about it. Javier Baez's strike zone?
How about that? I'm not necessarily upset about it, but the possible significance of increased power from Addison Russell. If you look at what the meaning of his home runs, what they did, and if that becomes something, say, you know, he gets into one here. He had 20 in the regular season.
I was going to say, he was charted right? for 25-plus okay. throughout his career, right?
Yeah.
So he figured out where his power was going to come from in the biggest moments of his life.
If he grows into his power a little bit and that becomes something that, that you get a little more of, mm-hmm. that changes this lineup. It changes get over there, big fella! Well, Brett Anderson forgot to cover first base. On a grounder, then Anthony Rizzo charged, and Ben Zobrist are talking to each other, and now they're going to have to come out. And
Jumpy Contreras is going to scream at him.
And now Brett Anderson will be humanely destroyed.
They bring out the curtain. Put Brett Anderson down on the mound.
Yep, it's like swale.
Yeah, that's a tough go for old Brett out here today.
Yep,
wonder if he's going to get that junior late treatment where he finds himself elsewhere.
You know, Brett, you might not have your best stuff, but you can run your dumb ass over to first if you're...
I can't wait till he comes up after the game.
Hey, guys, how are you?
After he gets subbed out, he's like the nicest guy right. you've ever talked to. Right. Like, hey, Brett, what the hell happened
and he's
out
like,
there?
I feel really bad, and, you know, I'm just trying to get my career back together, and my kids are all sick. You know, it's going to be one of those. Right?
Boone Logan. That was the guy who I brought up here with you and Terry,
yeah.
and he was really nice, and he forgot his glove, and then he turned out to be, like, you know, one of the best lefty one-out guys for a couple of years.
Still playing.
Is he?
Yeah. Boone Logan's on a
run. You say it like that, like I'm supposed to keep up with Boone Logan.
You're like, oh, and now Brett Anderson takes a two-hopper off his arse.
It's actually a drink I'm going to buy tonight.
Youch.
Yeah, bartender, can I have a two-hopper off my arse?
Baseball karma there. Here come the traitors. How's your ass? Like a bad one.
Not as firm.
You're waving him off. Get out of here, traitor.
Not as firm as
I don't need any of your fancy medicine.
Go on, get
it. Oh, good. I rub a poultice full of tree bark and sassafras root on it. Get out of here.
Go on, get
back to your dugout, your fancy book learning.
Theo comes out there like, no, I'm coming out here to cut you.
Yeah.
like he's checking
remove
on your
ass. Uniform and fold your uniform and leave it neatly right there on the mound.
All right, so Addison Russell's power.
Yeah.
Javi Baez had some issues in the World Series with his strike zone judgment. All right, what else?
I don't know. Let's ask Gio on the north side what he thinks on the score.
Gio's not going to know.
The thing I think about all the time with this World Series is in Game 7 when Chapman came back out there for the ninth inning, he threw at least three, maybe four sliders that was just spinning nothing in the middle of the
It was almost all fastballs. It was almost all fastballs.
In
Game 7, when he had nothing, he threw nothing but sliders. And that's when you knew it was an issue.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. But that's not something you have to worry about right now, though, because he's not on your team, Gio. That's what I'm saying. Like, some of the things that the World Series masked for us.
Oh, I'm just thinking about things that I think about that could have gone horribly wrong
right?
in that seventh game. I know nobody talks about that. But I'm not worried about this year. This year, they're going to be great.
Well, Gio, obviously,
that's it right there.
Obviously, the year is going to be great because they have great young talent, and the old heads are still healthy enough to contribute. But, you know, maybe there were some things there that you saw in the World Series before you knew that they were going to win the World Series. Like at 3-1, even Ben Zobrist sitting there talking to us about it. 3-1, when David Ross talks to the team, like you don't have that David Ross figure anymore. Who's going to be that guy if it's needed? Or will you just, you know, will guys just figure out how to cheer themselves up? You know, one of those guys usually emerges. Who's going to be that guy?
Brett Anderson in some trouble here with two on and one out and facing the always dangerous Lewis Brinson. Who are you and what do you do? I've never seen the guy before in my life. Left-hander ready. And the pitch. And he walked this idiot. And that'll load him up. Go talk to that guy. Get send the trainer out again.
Cynthia.
Check it here.
Cynthia out. Cynthia would say, hey, if you don't get an out, you'll be pitching in Colorado.
Well, now he has to face Orlando Arcia, who last year hit at a resounding 219 clip. At least he slugged 358.
Or Orlando Arcia.
It's not Arcia. It's Arcia. Arcia, yeah. Like Marcia?
Yeah. You don't have to be, you know, the, you don't have
the John Miller.
The pretentious, you know, rolling of the R's and all that. No. He's in this country, damn it.
Learn to speak the language.
Exactly. You're Orlando Arcia from here on out.
Change up sails low, and he will start 1-0 looking at the bags filled with Brewers and the nervous hush that falls across Sloan Park as this pitch is inside. Snap throw to third, and Bryant wasn't even covering. So why they did that remains anybody's guess.
Is this entertaining anyone besides you?
I don't care. But why do you throw to third with the guys that cover it? He threw to him. He wasn't at the base.
Because he didn't want to pitch. Yeah, he wanted to throw the ball.
Throw the ball. You stop.
It was like, was it Jose De Leon?
Base is loaded. Here's the 2-0. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Big cut. Arcia trying to unload him with one swing.
He said cut, by the way, everyone. No, because you can look around here and there's some big ones.
Yeah, yeah. Reinforced seats. Into the wind. And the 2-1 is bounced toward third. Bryant makes a good short hop scoop.
It's just
and
like
throws
the
to first
Series
for the
play.
Out as a run scores.
It's just like the end of the World Series right
Except
there.
He didn't Same almost play. Fall.
Yeah, and he wasn't smiling the entire time. We might talk to Chris Bryant tomorrow.
Smiling's his favorite.
Well, he's different. He's not Tebow. I mean, he's actually talented. You see Tebow got his first hit yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah. Number 97 out there raking, doing his thing.
Arf. That's a Bowser. Come on.
Who, Tim?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he's at fantasy camp right now. He's, you know, his superstardom has allowed for it.
Max is in Evanston. He's on the score. Hi, Max.
I just want to comment on what I learned most from that postseason run, too, is it was amazing to watch how quickly, at-bat to at-bat, in the biggest and most pressure moments, you saw guys, you know, really develop and get better. I mean, 1-0, one game, very next game, whether it was same pitch or not, you just saw that outside of Baez, the approach changed when it mattered the most. That's what I took away from this.
Okay. Jay's nonplussed.
No, I'm not nonplussed.
So you're plussed?
I am plussed.
Okay. You're sufficiently plussed?
Yes,
are you sure?
I am sufficiently plussed.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes when you win, you don't think about the things that kind of had your sphincter a little tight. And there was some tight sphincter moments last year. I don't know if
in tight sphincter moments you reach for the stars. In tight sphincter moments you knew.
Hey, I absolutely hate you. Haven't even drank anything.
I know.
Like, you haven't had a drop of liquor. You had a good night's sleep. You got yourself a pizza, you know, last night. You hung out with the peeps a little bit, and you're up here acting a damn fool.
Well, you provide ample fodder and litter.
Ass.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Was it drop third?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, because Brett was just kind of walking off.
Brett's walking off a bender, apparently. Brett can't get anything to get to the catcher's glove before it's getting raked all across the yard. That's that I don't know if I can do this on this level look right there. Oh, yeah, he's donezo. Yeah, he's out of there.
You know he's going to be up here, and then we're going to have to be nice to him.
Not really. Brett, why do you suck? Why'd you suck today? Why will you suck tomorrow? These are the questions that try men's souls.
And as we go to the bottom of the second, it's the Brewers 2 and the Cubs 1 on the Bernstein and Goff Show on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Everyone's... Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
Garage band, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai, like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Head shaving event at the Marriott Chicago Naperville on Saturday, March 18th from 6 to 10 p.m. Since 2005, the St. Baldrick's Foundation has funded more than $200 million in life-saving childhood cancer research grants. Events have taken place in all 50 states and all over the globe, shaving nearly 500,000 heads. Now's your chance to help. Shave your head and help raise money for the best childhood cancer research around the world. Let's take childhood back from cancer. Join us at Marriott Chicago.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Reville, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm 29 and feel like I'm 39, you know, almost, you know, just being, getting up to the big leagues so young, and, you know, you think you're going to be healthy and do all the things you want to, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not super old by any means, and so I'm kind of, I'm right in that fine line of, you know, being a veteran, but also young enough to relate to some of the younger guys, and so, you know, I like where I'm at.
That was Brett Anderson. He says 29, but he feels like he's 39.
I feel like he gave up 39 runs since we've seen him today.
Yeah, he had a rough day across the board. But Wilson Contreras just hit an opposite field home run, a no-doubter to tie the game at 2 here in the bottom of the second inning at Sloan Park.
Watch the Cubs start like 10-15 or something like that, and everybody lose their damn minds.
You know they will, too. Mm-hmm. You know they will. Or even if it's like 12-12, what's going on?
Are they going to take my World Series away from me?
Trade everybody.
I don't believe in Chris Bryant. He hasn't hit a bajillion home runs yet.
It's all wrong.
If last year taught you anything, is, you know, enjoy the ride, especially when you got a talented team. What was it, May, when they started to act a fool? Like when they were getting, was it the, I think it was a Mets series and then like a Red series or something stupid afterwards. Where
well, the
like,
Reds are like baseball candy when was, they come
I think
to
was,
town.
But yeah. I think it was a Mets series, and then one, they were on the road, too. It was a weird Saturday Fox game or something, and they were bad, and John Lester wasn't as good as he had been in previous starts, and people start to get really weird. And, you know, like Link Casper said earlier, you give him 3 losses in a row, and people would get right back into their baseball zone of panicking about a team that they shouldn't panic about.
Is it just me, or is it really quiet here?
You care about things that
I'm just
I don't
asking.
Care about.
I well,
don't
I didn't,
know.
I didn't
how,
see
loud,
to...
how loud is it supposed to be?
Louder than this. I don't know. People are just, I don't know, kind of...
Everyone's dead.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Roar brains.
It's Zona. You know, either you're dead or you're rich or you're leathery or you're...
The
7 Zona dwarves, by the way. dead, rich, leathery. Give me 4 more.
Actual lizard.
Sheriff Joe,
we had a moment, and the way this is like Wrigley is that the security people are apparently mostly retirees or mm-hmm. semi-retirees, mm-hmm. and we were trying to see, we had our press credentials, and we were seeing if we could get into the right field gate that's closer to where we walked instead of coming all the way around. And I showed him the credential, and he goes, wait, what is this? And I said, well, it's a press credential for... We're going to go to the broadcast booth. And he goes, oh, I have to check in. And he picks up his walkie-talkie. And he goes, right field to command. Right field to command. And, wow. And Tannehill gives me this look. And I'm like, we should just probably walk around, right? And then we're waiting. We're standing there waiting. Like we were waiting for you at 9:45 when you said you were going to be there. It turns out you were here.
I never told you guys I was going to be there.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
So... he thought you did too. So
that's
so we're
both
waiting,
of you are
and
wrong.
Then he picks it up again. Goes, right field to command. So yeah, okay. And then he stops and he goes, well, I should probably turn this thing on. He was
put my mic on.
He was talking into his walkie-talkie, and the power wasn't even on. He's like, "Oh, I should probably turn this on." So they're like, "I said, you know what? It's fine. We're gonna walk around to the front."
Yeah.
And then and Tanny says that went exactly as it was supposed to have gone.
Yeah,
so there's
no
other way that could have gone. Is this the same guy still holding? If it is, we'll try him again. Anthony on the northwest side on the score. Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Okay.
All right, good call. Anthony? Dude, I'm telling you.
That guy, that's the guy who didn't know he was on the air, and then we put him back on hold for an hour.
And you asked him, how is he doing? Anytime you ask a question to someone on the phone, they die.
A message from Rudy. He said, if and when Theo shows up, ask his thoughts about you and Jason calling all the Cubs games on the score. This is great. I'm already in the process of writing 3 books and releasing an audio CD of this entire epic classic spring training game.
Nice.
And let's tell the truth. Theo's probably 8 to 10 margaritas in, and he's right next to you, and he doesn't want to come on.
He's asleep in the elevator. The doors keep closing on his
feet. Closing on him.
He's asleep. That's what it is. Theo, it's not that he doesn't want to talk to us, but he's sleeping off a hangover.
He's sleeping in a golf cart with a sombrero on.
He's got like a churro hanging off his lip.
No, it's like the opening scene with Tom Berenger in Major League. Remember that ornate sombrero, and he's on the floor of the motel. Tolbert, is that you?
Yeah, man. These guys can write their own checks, man. You can do whatever they want to do. They won the World Series.
Yep.
You know, if you're a Cub fan, you can't ask for anything to go right this year. You can't.
Nope.
What are you gonna complain about this year? I mean, I'm sure we'll find something throughout the year, but. You can't, because you're still basking in the World Series glow. If there's anything that Sox fans have learned from Cubs fans, well, I should say Cubs fans should learn from Sox fans, is when your general manager slash vice president of the team you root for says, I've turned the page, I'm on to next year. Slow down a little bit. Slow down a little bit.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why? Don't bother.
Don't turn the page so quickly.
Hey, Anderson's still in, by the way. You said he was out.
He walked down... He walked down with the pitching coach. He didn't just go in the dugout.
Maybe he went in to watch some video. He went in to get coached.
See how hard he was being hit?
I think Chris Bosio has found the flaw, and he's got him corrected, and he's going to have a perfect inning. As this one is grounded to second base, Zobrist up with it and throws over for the easy out.
All right. Maybe you're right. And maybe Chris Bosio was just looking for a bigger belt.
Quick!
Come down here. Let's search for a bigger belt.
I need a bigger belt. What happened? I don't know.
There's only so many knife holes you can put in this thing.
I'm out of holes. Again?
It's a trap. Oh, God. We're getting paid for today. How does this happen?
Is this guy Thames or Thames?
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 Marcus Thames?
Eric.
His brother? Well, that's probably not Marcus Thames' brother, though. Could be.
Is it Thames or Thames?
I just told you it was Thames.
Are you sure?
No,
not the guy you thought it was, though.
But
he's the first baseman.
What if he's related to Marcus Thames?
He could be.
All right, well, we'll find out. Get a media guide.
I don't have one. He's that professional broadcaster guy has it.
We'll get Les on the phone.
So we can get a 1993 Jaguars media guide?
All right,
I don't know if they existed in 1993, but he's got the media guy.
He saw it coming.
Somehow he's got it.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. We'll find out if this man is related to Marcus Thames right here on
Great Tease.
Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Catch the future of basketball at the McDonald's All-American Games. Come see tomorrow's basketball superstars on March 29th at the United Center. You can get your tickets now starting at $10. Free parking is available for...
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
One going to the
A fast, easy way to get a great price on airfare. Isn't that what we're all looking for in travel? It's time you try One Travel. Convenience is key, from our quick download mobile app to great airline, hotel, rental car, and vacation deals at your fingertips instantly. You can even join One Travel Rewards and earn points.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to sand, ready to tape, ready to prime and paint. And during the ready to refresh.